The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show.
Welcome to the Damon Hahn Show. I'm Dave.
And I'm Hahn.
And I'm Dave.
So,
here we are.
Now, how long has it been since our last episode?
Should
we just call Ryan?
A good month or two?
Month or two. I think it was February, and we're in May.
So, month or two or three.
Yes. Yeah, make some crunchy bag noises. Good.
We're off to an auspicious start.
Yeah, let's ask our audience, how have you been for the last 3 months?
Yeah.
What's up, Billy? Oh, wait, what?
Whew, getting back in the swing of things, and it is spring, summer. It's not summer yet, but it's starting to feel like summer in Toronto.
CP24 has been saying all day, it's the unofficial start of summer, the long weekend.
When does summer actually start?
June 20th-ish?
I see.
Speaking of summer...
Yes.
Donna Summer died.
I heard that.
I always thought her name was Donna Summers with an S.
I too thought that.
But her name is just Donna Summer. How did we think both she was the plural of herself?
Google fooled us. Is there another Summers? Suzanne Summers.
Yes.
But obviously...
That's probably a factor.
Probably not related.
But... No, but that's probably a factor of why we thought it was Donna Summers.
This is how it goes, E13.
E13. Bingo!
Bingo.
Well, enough bibble babble.
Wait, do we have any bibble babble?
I thought we just bibble babbled.
Donna Summers is our bibble babble?
Okay, well, what else? That isn't one of our segments.
No, I can't think of anything pertinent.
Great. So thanks for calling attention to our lack of bibble babble.
Yep. That's the
So girl. What's first on the segment agenda?
Well, Dave, you know what we always start with?
Celebrity
starts with
quote.
Starts with F, ends in E.
Celebrity quote.
Celebrity quote. No, fakey five.
Do, 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 do,
fakey
do.
Five.
Now in
do you
stereo.
Have a fakey five, David? You want to start with?
We always have a fakey five. I'll start, I guess.
Okay. I love this. I think I'm 2-1 this year.
I don't know. Did you just make that up?
Yep.
Okay. So, you know Roomba?
The little lovable little robot that vacuums people's floors.
Yes. There are currently three models. There's the... I just briefly looked at the webpage. There's the basic, the advanced, and then the deluxe.
Okay.
Now, the deluxe is what is related to today's Fakey 5.
I assume deluxe refers to the profit margin.
It actually... The price is $499 US.
And but
I guess you're getting a robot.
I should get one. My cats would love it. Or hate it.
I want to get one, ideally, but there's too much stuff. Would you say there's too much stuff here in our secret...
You mean there would be too many things it would bump into? Are you worried about damaging your furniture?
No, I'm worried about just...
It would get confused and die?
It wouldn't be able to... Like, there's like a 3x3 foot area would actually be able to clean.
It would just be constantly...
It would just be like lines. If it had like... If it was dripping paint, it would just like someone drew a sketch with right. No filled in areas.
Your place does have a lot of stuff.
Yes.
There's a lot of obstacles.
Right. Okay, so here are five contents of the box. When you buy the deluxe iRobot Roomba, you know everything. It always lists what's in the box.
Okay.
So here are four of them that exist really in the listing of what's in the box, and one that I made up.
Okay. The Roomba Deluxe.
Yes.
Okay. What? Okay, let me just ask, can you tell me what differentiate the Roomba Deluxe from...
No, I can't.
Okay.
But I suspect some of the features listed you would only get in this one. I don't
know. Just, okay. Let's go.
Number one, battery charger.
Okay.
And then in brackets, 3-hour charge time.
Are you saying it's possible that it's a 2-hour charge time and that's the fake part? The 2-hour, 3-hour?
It's possible, not likely.
Okay.
Number two, removable dishwashers.
What?
A removable dishwasher. Removable dishwasher safe waste bin.
Okay, so a waste bin. Okay,
but
so
it's removable and dishwasher safe.
Okay.
Number three, virtual wall lighthouses.
Don't know what that is, but okay.
Number four, two brush cleaning tools. I said that wrong. Two brush cleaning tools.
Okay.
And number five,
sounds very plausible.
Remote control.
Oh my god. The remote control stands out.
I'll repeat them. Battery charger, 3-hour charge time, removable dishwasher safe waste bin, virtual wall lighthouses, two brush cleaning tools, and remote control.
Immediately the remote control stands out. Like, why? The whole purpose of a Roomba is that it vacuums and you don't have to do anything. You just put it on the floor and it just, like, goes at about its business. You do not need to direct it. There's no need to remotely control it or even to, you know, proximity control it. It just does its stuff by itself. So the remote control sticks out like a sore thumb.
Sorry. Number six was sore thumb.
The battery charger seems obvious. But wait a minute. Doesn't it charge in a station? Now I'm thinking you just made that up. Why would you have to charge it separately? Although it could just be a feature.
Part of the essence of this Fakey 5 is, like, whatever they decide to put in their contents in the box that may be confusing to someone is that's their own business. Like, I kind of... It's a double whammy here. Like, I'm not saying is what you get. I'm saying this is what's listed in the what you get in the box.
Right. Okay, so this could just be a listing.
Also, this is not the full list.
Misnomer.
Because not on the list you'll notice is the Roomba itself. That was the first item on
the
list.
I assume a Roomba would be included.
Okay.
Number two was the...
Removable dishwasher safe waste bin.
That seems like it should have that. And it kind of makes sense that it wouldn't already be installed with the Roomba. What's number three?
Virtual wall lighthouses.
Virtual wall lighthouses. Now that I think about it, those are probably like little things you put around
lighthouses
that tell the Roomba don't go in this area.
There's Lego man that sits at the top.
Right. Number four was
two brush cleaning tools.
It seems sensible that you would want to have
two brush cleaning tools.
Right. That you would have to clean the Roomba periodically if something's stuck in it. And number five was the remote control. So the remote control sticks out like a thumb. I'm going to pick the brushes.
Two brush cleaning tools?
Yes. What was it?
It was removable dishwasher safe waste bin.
Oh. Seems...
It probably comes with that. Or maybe not. I don't know. You would think that...
It better not come with it. Or I'm throwing this fakey five right at you.
Again, this was listed on the... I guess it doesn't. Like, because it... But then how do you... maybe there's some sort of thing from underneath. You just pull it, then
well,
the rubbish
probably,
falls out.
I guess the thing is, why would it need to be dishwasher safe?
So you could dishwash it.
I know, but why would you need to? It's not like picking up liquid.
Okay, but still, it gets crusty and stuff after a while.
So you're saying it does include a dishwasher safe?
I do not know. It was not in the list of contents of the box.
I call foul.
2-2 for Han this year.
It probably is dishwasher safe.
The whole Roomba?
My Fakey 5 is about... There was a new...
interruption. I couldn't, for some reason, ever pronounce the one that I made up. I thought you would pick up on that. I was kind of stumbling every time I said it.
You did, but I just figured it was the booze. But then you're not drinking. I'm the only drunkard.
Okay, go on.
Tonight. Somehow I'm the only one drinking, and you're
Fakey
not.
Fakey me.
You don't want to address this. Mine is about, there was this paper that came out talking about pigeons, and they're exploring how pigeons navigate. Like, how do pigeons figure out where, how to get home? Like, how do they, you know was, where to go?
Okay, I just want to say something. I was born a pigeon.
Okay.
And then I transformed into a little boy from a wizard. So I might get you on this.
What? So the wizard made you turn from a pigeon slowly into a boy?
No, it was like a poof.
Instantaneous.
It was a jingly sound.
You said grow, though.
What? I didn't say grow.
You said you were from a pigeon grow into a boy.
I don't think I said grow.
Okay.
Should we pause and listen?
Nope.
We never did that before.
So...
Whoa, you don't want to settle an argument in real time?
Nope. So pigeons use certain senses or...
Hold on. Later, when we do check this and you find out I was right, how are you going to feel?
I'm really not going to care.
Okay, go on.
Pigeons use a variety of senses and abilities to figure out where they are.
I know.
Okay. Oh, so you know a little about pigeons. Okay,
Google Maps.
So they use... I'm going to read out five abilities or, I guess, techniques.
Superpowers.
Some of them are just senses. And other ones, one of them is going to be fake.
Now,
but the other four is going to be, like, generally accepted.
Is this the first time you actually made up the fake, or is it still based on...
I made up the fake. Whole cloth.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah.
This is your first time. I'm very proud of you. In
pigeons.
This specific regard.
Pigeons. They use A, the pitch... Or, sorry. One, first, the position of the sun. Number two, the magnetic field of the earth. Number three, visual cues. So recognizable things they see.
Like a mountain in the distance. I know that mountain.
Or roads, whatever.
Or mountains.
Mountains or roads. Number four, the smells of the areas that they fly through. And number five, the wind and air pressure of areas that they fly through.
Okay.
So four
okay,
of these...
So visual clues, I have to say that one's real, because if that was the one you made up, I don't think we could prove that that's not what they use. So visual clues I'm eliminating, so it's fakey four.
Okay.
Okay. The magnetic field, it sounds like that would be a fake, but I seem to remember... In, like, SGU or some... I just remember reading something about... Or maybe it's bees. Some flying thing does use magnetic field to navigate.
Was it airplanes?
And I think... But that could be bats or something. Okay, then there's wind and humidity or whatever, air pressure.
Air pressure. I didn't say humidity.
What was the... Okay, what's the topic again? How they... What they
How
use...
How pigeons... Like, navigate.
Like, what do you mean by navigate?
They
like, navigate by flying.
They know where they are and
like
know
how
to get home.
Okay, so they how they know to where to go and stuff.
Yeah. Like, if you blindfolded a pigeon and you release it somewhere, it would, like, start flying around.
I would never do that. Just
and, like, figure out where to go eventually.
But
as long as it's
just...
in an area that it, like...
Hold on. Doesn't it just... Do they really have a plan like that, or do they just... Oh, look, there's some other guys. I'll go over there.
Well, that's
there's
what they do.
Bread.
They, like, have pigeons that have been honed to go somewhere, and they
oh,
return home.
Oh, carrier pigeons.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm stuck on that magnetic field, because that could be it. Okay, so wait, let's see what we have left. We have wind pressure, magnetic field. What was the first one?
Position of the sun.
Position of the sun. Okay, that... Practically, I can't see how that wouldn't be... Again, like... It seems... easy. Like the visual. It's basically a visual thing. similar to that mountain over there. What about the sun over there? So I'm
yeah,
including
but the
that.
Sun moves, and it's like this.
I know, I guess, but that's part of it. So
okay.
I don't really think the sun's technically moving, by the way. I think we're moving around the sun. I guess the sun is moving, though. Everything's moving in the universe. There's no.
If you want to be
there's no center.
Relative about it, yeah.
Is there a center of the universe? That everything's moving away from?
Yeah. There's a center.
Where is it? Can I touch
it
from here?
Far from here. Far from here.
Could, like, you know that Fantastic Four guy who can stretch his arm? Can he touch it?
I don't know. Probably not. Even if it's probably not, because if you think of how many molecules are in his arm, would there be enough molecules for like them to all be touching and him to reach it? Probably not. It's far. But I don't know the true answer, so maybe not. Maybe he could.
But also, does the molecules have to touch? Maybe they don't have to touch.
I would assume they have to be within a certain distance so that the weak nuclear force.
Okay. Okay, so the sun, I've eliminated the sun and the visual clues. So we have magnetic, we have wind and air pressure, and
is this going to be the Fakey Five show?
And we have, what's the other one again? The one I keep forgetting?
What? Position of the sun, magnetic field, visual cues.
Oh, magnetic field.
Smells.
Smells?
Like the smells of the areas, smells of the environment that they're flying through.
So magnetic, smells, and wind pressure. Air pressure.
Air pressure.
Those are the three I'm considering. Smells. Seth, smells. I'm saying smells. Wait, do birds smell, though? Like, I have a parrot.
They have nostrils.
They do. I have a parrot.
They can taste things.
But do you use it to navigate? So if something can smell... Have you
ever seen Toucan Sam? He's always led to the cereal based on the smell of it.
Can you say... Can you deny that a pigeon uses smell to navigate? There's another one. Like, they have smell. Okay, so I'm eliminating smell. So we just have magnetic field and wind pressure. Magnetic field and wind pressure. Okay?
Did you remember Toucan Sam?
I know.
Like, follow the scent.
But it's not.
To the
he's
bowl
not
of
a
cereal.
Pigeon. He's not a pigeon. He's a toucan.
He's a toucan. Okay.
Are you trying to trick me with that? By the way,
I'm not
probably
saying anything.
It probably smells, eh? Okay. I was about to eliminate smells, but you've just uneliminated it by forcing Toucan Sam. Magnetic field, wind and air pressure. God.
Wind and air pressure.
I just
keep thinking of Toucan Sam.
Again, I can't see how you can prove wind and air pressure wouldn't be one of the things. Like,
look, just four of these are generally accepted. The fifth one I just made up. It might be, maybe there's some cranks out there.
Magnetic field is my answer.
Magnetic field is not the correct one. Air pressure is the one I made.
I had it down to two!
It's actually funny, because magnetic field is actually accepted. That's the one that this paper was actually looking at.
I knew it. Did I not say I read
that? Yeah,
yeah.
So why did you go against it? I don't know.
Because, again, I can't, like...
It could have been very well that it was talking about bats, and I just said, oh,
no,
I throw that
like,
in here
like,
to
again,
confuse you.
Like, if...
Oh, do you have the cards?
Yeah.
Okay.
If it's windy, I'm disputing this. I don't know about air pressure, but like the wind, if it's really windy, like north, like, wouldn't you go with the wind? Like, that's probably where everyone else is. They're not all fighting against the wind and going somewhere else, or wouldn't it be easier?
The wind changes all the time. How is it, can you use that as to navigate?
Good point. Okay, congrats.
Actually, it's really funny. I'll talk about it. So I read the article, and one interesting bit about pigeons is that they can use roads. And they recognize roads that lead to where they can recognize road structures. So they'll fly along roads.
Well, there was a thing recently about crows. Did you know the crows thing?
About what's that?
They can recognize individuals and, like, go... Okay, let's see where Larry is today. My buddy Larry, and like they'll look for Larry, an individual human.
Crows are pretty smart. And scary that way.
And they're good at picking locks, which I just learned. I made that up.
I did not read that, but crows are really smart.
Would you date a crow?
Like
short term.
Show me a picture first. Does she have a profile? Does her profile have pictures? That's what I'm asking.
Well, she has a profile with plenty of feathers. Would you murder a murder of crows? Okay, ready?
We're doing a psychic challenge.
Yeah, Han, are you psychic?
Only the gods know.
What I have in my hand are 5 cards, each of which have one of the ESP symbols on it, which are, to remind you, circle, square, plus, wavy lines. How's wavy lines in there, eh? What's the last one?
Triangle. Star.
Triangle.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I said triangle.
Guess
once,
triangle.
There's no triangle.
Okay. Han, what is this?
Plus.
Yes. But, Han, what is this?
Wavy lines?
No.
Shaz, but
Han's not psychic.
Fine.
What a loser.
What are these? Zener symbols?
Yes. Zener cards. Zener ESP cards.
Zener ESP. Was that a
Philip
character?
Zener.
Is that a character in Zelda?
Yep. That is a square.
It is a star.
I said star.
Okay. Shall I do my bookie look?
Yes, you should.
I am currently reading.
Hold on. Should we shout now to wake up the listeners who fall asleep?
Wake up! I am currently reading Orcs and Crake by Margaret Atwood. Have you read Orcs and Crake?
I always thought it was Onyx and Crake. I'm not joking.
It's not.
I should actually have read all the letters and the first word correctly.
It's Oryx. I'm assuming you haven't read it, but you know of it.
I know of it. Margaret Atwood, eh? Word? Atwood is her name?
Atwood.
What a... She's a interesting little fella, right?
She's a bit witch-like, if that's what you're saying.
You would think... Like, I originally thought her books were all, like, boring, like, feminist movement books and stuff. But she writes some, like, science fiction and stuff, right?
No,
like,
this is pure science fiction, yeah.
Yeah, I did not know until I actually read some of the descriptions of her books. I thought she was doing, like, she was Jane Eyre, but a Canadian version.
Yeah, I
version.
Know. It's just like...
It's I don't know why,
like this
though.
Canadian feminist
I guess you're
thing.
Thinking, yeah, you're thinking female Canada. That can't be anything good, right? It can't be science fiction. Nothing cool can come from a Canadian female
author. I know. That's
author.
What I thought, too. And then, like, my
like
girlfriend suggested
what's her name?
To me.
Handmaid's Tale?
Handmaid's Tale.
That's a futuristic...
Cat's Eye. Like, who talks about cats other than, like, feminists, I guess? In book form. But anyway, so I'm reading Orcs.
So I read the description of it, and it seemed interesting. Like, it's a little bit bizarre and stuff.
Orcs and Crake. It's like this... Yeah, no, it's totally, like... It's a really good, what do you call it?
Book.
Kind of tale.
Book.
No, that's not the
novel.
Word.
Novel. Sorry. Story.
It's just, like...
Tone.
It's
tone.
A warning. It's kind of a warning of, like, this could be our future. It's about this post-apocalyptic world where, this disease has wiped out humanity, and it's a disease that people have created. Someone created, like a designer disease.
Like Lagerfeld?
Who wanted to restart the world. And so there's like
Reboot?
One survivor. Well, in the book, as far as I've read, there's one guy who survived, and he's like reminiscing about
how far
what the
you?
World you... I'm about... three-quarters are through the book, I guess, now.
Why are you talking like this suddenly?
Because I'm a little drunk. I've been drinking Canadian Club.
Not Manuel, so... No. So you're almost done, basically.
Well...
Now, okay, so the guy who survived is Onyx or Crank?
No, he's neither of those characters.
Oh, God.
Oryx or Crake. He's neither of those characters. He's thinking about them, but he's not either of them.
Do they know Malcolm and Twibbs?
No, they don't.
Okay. And is there some sort of weird robot or monster that hangs out with one of the characters?
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
What are you talking about? I thought there was, like, a guy and then some weird thing that is his friend. Maybe I read the wrong book, the description. Do you like it?
I really liked it. It's she wrote it not too many years ago, so it's, but it's like,
did she write it before or after the apocalypse? Should we just start this one over again, or we're good?
Yeah, we might have to start it over again.
Vicky Five will be like cheating then.
I really enjoyed it. It's very like, this is our near future. It's like, but it's very like our near future, but all, at the same time, there's a bit of an agenda that.
Wait, how near future? Because I have plans for August.
It's,
I thought that was very funny. I thought what I just said was hilarious. And
it's only like 20 years.
You didn't react at all. If you were sober, you'd have laughed.
Only sober people can understand David right now, because I am not.
You didn't understand what I said, or you just didn't find it funny?
I didn't listen.
Oh, yeah, that's probably it. You did not hear what I was... You didn't hear it.
Well, you talked while I'm talking.
That's how I get my best lines in.
Anyway, I am enjoying it very much so right now.
Onyx and Crank. By Margaret Atkinson.
Margaret Atwood.
I might actually read that. I've started reading. I didn't start reading. I've been slowly reading.
Wait, are you doing your book? You look. Are you just trying to intrude upon mine?
I've been slowly reading your Mistakes Were Made, but not by me.
They're not my mistakes.
So I do take your bookie looks into heart.
Okay.
Was that even from a bookie look, or did we just discuss that before we invented the bookie look?
I think it was a bookie look.
Okay. And I'm going to... I'm based on your recommendation. Now, is it... I don't like...
I was really surprised. I got to say, going back a bit, when you said the whole thing about Margaret Atwood, I was like, Margaret Atwood wrote this? It was like, what? Who wrote this? It's like, it's really good, and it's totally sci-fi. It's like...
Is there, like, dialogue in it, or is it just one man thinking for 100,000 pages?
No, there's dialogue. Yeah.
There's like, flashbacks.
There's this guy who survived a post-apocalyptic...
He's the only one alive?
I don't want to reveal anything. He's not the only one alive.
He doesn't have a lumbering robot with him the entire book, right?
No, there's no robots. Which is really interesting.
Okay, forget, I'm out.
Like, it's all about, like, biology and, like...
Is there an amoeba
with
them?
Biotech. There's no...
See, you're not getting these jokes. I'm very upset.
No, I see what you're saying, but I'm not... But there's no, like, robots, as far as... I haven't gotten to any robots anyway.
What about brobots?
Brobots? Sexy brobots?
Okay, so... And on a scale from 1 to 10, so far you rate it... Let's do this. Amazon rating. From 0 to 5, including halves.
But only
okay,
integers?
Okay, from 1 to 5. No, including halves. Did you hear what I just said?
Including halves.
You're drunk.
I'll give it a 4.5.
Whoa, 4.5 out of 5. Okay, now do it on Amazon while I wait.
Okay, done.
Good. Great. Now, my bookie look, which I already remember now, is...
Wait, I go back. I'm going to give it a 4. I feel bad about giving it 4.5.
You have to log in again now.
It remembers me.
My bookie look is... What's it called?
What?
The Wind Through the Keyhole.
Ew.
By Stephen King.
Gross.
And...
Is this a recent book of his or
yes,
old?
Yes, it came out about 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
It came out April 15th. Where are we? May 8th. I forgot where it came out. April something. April 22nd. And it is a book from the Dark Tower series that he wrote. He wrote 7 books.
This is like
over
the 8th
30
book?
Years.
This is like the 8th book then?
Yes, it's the 8th book. But it takes place between book 4 and 5. And it's shorter. It's 300 pages.
That is cheating. You can't go back and say, you know what, I'm going to insert another book here.
Well,
even
you
though we're
can
like...
if you're the biggest selling pop culture author.
Of all time.
Pop culture? Is that what he is? No. Like he's a...
I think pop culture.
Okay. And it was very good. It has an interesting, like, format. Basically...
Okay, if you were to rate the books 1 through 7 really highly, where does this sit?
But I wouldn't rate 1 to 7 really highly.
You didn't think this one book is much higher than all the other ones?
No, I didn't say all the other ones, but it's... It's probably the second or third best book.
Okay.
I would rate it 4.5 out of 5 on
Amazonian. Yeah, definitely the Ocean Creek is a 4.
Okay, can I change mine now then? If you,
why?
I'm joking. But here's the format. Like, basically, at the end of book 4, this like little gang of 4 characters and an imaginary creature leave this Emerald City and then go to some other place, Kala or something. And there's a storm that hits, and I don't even know if it's mentioned, but there's a storm, and then they take shelter, and then it might have been like a sentence in book 5 or something. Anyways, this book starts with, it has the details of the storm coming and how they take shelter, and then while they're waiting for the storm to pass, the main character tells a story to the other characters about his childhood. So
this book is the story.
Yeah, well, like there's like 30-40 pages of like them taking shelter. Then his story begins. Okay? It's called like the Skin Changer or Skin Man. And then that's a story from adventures from his childhood. And then somewhere in that story, like after say 70 pages or no more probably, the main character again, but he's younger now, has to pass time with a kid in a jail cell, and he tells him a story called The Wind Through the Keyhole. And then that story in a story in a story is the bulk of the book called The Wind Through the Keyhole. It's probably like 200 pages. And then that story finishes, and then the story that the guy's telling originally has its end, and then in like 2 pages of us. So it's a story and a story and a story.
Here's my question to you. Could you enjoy this book without having read any of the Gunslinger or Dark Tower or whatever series?
Yes. But
or do you get more out of it?
You get way more out of it if you read the series. But because the story in the story in the story is like a fable, kind of like, you know, a fairy tale kind of thing, you don't really have to have all the knowledge and everything
of who these people are.
Yeah, because like right away you just introduce new characters and then they go on adventure and whatnot. But to really appreciate and enjoy it, you'd have to read, it's beneficial to read the series, basically. That's my looky book. 4.5 out of 5. Get it at your favorite retailer.
I may just read it. Or at least I'll read books 1 to 4 and then read it. Well, here's my other question then. Should I read books 1 to 4 and then read it? Or should I read books 1 through 7 and then read it?
I think 1 to 4 on reading it would work. There's really nothing it references that is
a spoiler,
special for later in the series, or get pleasure out of going, oh yeah, that thing there.
All right, then.
Okay.
All right, David, have you a... Or I'll go, since you just gave a little spiel. I'm going to give you guys a new word phrase. New word or phrase.
New word or phrase. It's up to
my
you
new word
which
phrase
one it
is font facelift. And a font facelift is when you see a sign and you're like, whoa.
Hold on, I gotta interrupt. Did I not come up with that phrase today?
That was me that came up with it.
What was the context of that?
We saw, like, we were watching Shark Den. What is it called?
Shark Tank.
Shark Tank. And someone was trying to propose a deal, propose a company with, like, this god-awful, ugly...
But I started the font thing, right?
Yes.
I talked about changing fonts.
Okay. But it wasn't for Shark, for that particular company. It was for something else. I was the one who picked up, and I said, yes, they need a font facelift. And that's when you see... Well, it could be, you know, font facelift just means changing the font or something that needs
improves,
a font facelift.
Not just changing, improves.
Yeah. Like, you see someone come up with, like, their, you know, they use PrintShop or whatever their own home software, and they came up with, like, this nice image and
website. Is there still PrintShop, do you think?
I don't think there is PrintShop anymore. Does print shops still exist? Do people still make cards that are like a piece of paper 8.5 by 11 folded twice?
Well, let's ask if readers just send them in if you
print shop.
If you use print
by Broderbund.
Who made Lode Runner?
Yeah, they made Lode Runner and
I love
Lode
Runner.
That was back in the day when you could be a software company and make.
Yeah, like, Infocom made their amazing games and Cornerstone.
What was Cornerstone?
I forgot. It was a database.
Yeah, you just have programmers and they're like, oh yeah, I can make a database. That was back in the day when people didn't super specialize.
I think the new version of Office is made by Activision.
So, font facelift is when you see a sign and the font face is so ugly or inappropriate that you're like, you have to say,
so
they need
to be
a font facelift.
So offensive and like make your eyes bleed? Or can you just say, that would look a lot better in New Times Roman, Times New Roman?
Yeah, I guess that would be more like a touch-up than a font facelift. So that's my
font
facelift,
by the way, could be a before and after category on Wheel of Fortune.
Font facelift, I Google searched it. I came up with it. I'd never seen it before, but apparently people have used that phrase before.
Now, if I didn't mention font during Shark Tank, you would have never come up with this, right?
No, you're right. You triggered it in me, but I'm the one that came up with it.
Trigger credit, right?
Trigger credit.
Okay,
yeah.
My newer phrase is trigger credit.
Do you have a segment you'd like to share?
Yeah.
Share.
It's probably used a million times. My phrase is Rube Tube.
Okay.
Which is basically this television.
But because television is like mindless boob stuff. For,
yeah. So for rubes.
For vacuous people.
Yeah.
I see.
Rube tube. So use it next week.
But isn't that like, what do you call it?
Taking
it's
a
repetitive.
Long time to say.
It's double. It's saying twice this what it only has to say once.
I don't know. Rube is like a type of person, and tube is a technology.
But you're saying that television is inherently for the vacuous-minded. So let's call it Rube Tube. How is that different from television tubes? And also, it's really funny that we still talk about tubes, you and
undescribed.
I. But we're from a different generation. People who watch TV now, they don't know what a television tube is. I mean, younger people. Generation.
Well, I'm using tube in the...
Like, do people still know what a vacuum tube is, even?
I don't know. Let's ask them.
Because the old TVs, CRTs, used to be this giant glass kind of
bulb.
Yeah,
okay, but like, so?
But we don't
use
that anymore.
Are you upset that, like, you're going to ask someone, like, have you seen a tube around?
It's an anachronism.
They're going to be like, what are you talking about, stupid head?
Like, you say dial a number, they're like, what? Dial? What is a dial? You know?
It's a soap.
How do you dial a number?
Okay.
In my society...
Yeah?
Wait, how are we doing for time? Can you see?
38 minutes.
Oh, shazbot. We zipped through these.
Zipped through this? We're like way behind. What do you mean? I have 18 other segments to do.
In my society, we would have vehicle noise level laws... inside densely populated areas. Because I am sick and tired...
In our society we live in, don't we have that?
Yeah, but they're not nearly strict enough.
Okay, so you'd have stricter...
Yeah. Vehicle noise level laws. Because right now, I live not too far from a highway ramp, and people like rev their engines and zip up that ramp like there's no tomorrow. Motorcycles...
For jumping or something?
It sounds like Evel Knievel is getting ready to jump over the moon, like, near my place. It's just insane the amount of noise those freaking cars make. And I say, at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, they should not be allowed to make those noises. Police cars should be out there and, like, giving them $1,000 fines, because they are waking people up, and that is bullshit.
Whoa!
I am tired of getting woken up in the middle of the night because some car is, like, revving up and, like... That should not be done inside the city limits. There's no excuse to be like punching up your, you know, heavy horsepower car while everyone else is sound asleep.
This week's Korean rant has been brought to you by Han.
Yeah.
I hate noise. Wait, this isn't a time to hate. This is in my society.
That was my
Take
society.
That back. That was too much rage for not
I know.
A time
really,
to hate.
I guess it was a time to hate too, but in my society is an easy way for me to like get
okay, well,
rid of
I
that.
Also I could live in your society for a while just on that one condition because what I think I mentioned this before, the street cleaners. Like, we have going on, like, all night, 3, 4 in the morning, this super loud street cleaning machine that all it does is, like, whatever.
Well, it's a giant vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
That's, like...
It's so loud. It must be so energy inefficient. And what's it doing going at 3, 4 in the morning? Like...
Well, that's the time that they are allotted. I don't know.
It's too loud. Like, somehow we must have the technology to make something a little quieter.
Or they should just go at a reasonable hour.
Yeah.
We don't give a shit.
Yeah, at least, like, you know, like, oh, I don't... Earlier, like, I don't know. Just not when they go along this stupid street all night.
Yeah, I'm fine if they move it. Like, people can gun their engines at noon. I don't care. I'm eating lunch. I'm not going to give a shit.
Well,
but
you will
like
after from eating lunch.
3 in the morning, I am... If I had a gun, people would be dead. I swear.
Are you saying you're going to kill yourself?
Yeah.
In my society, there would be a single line law.
A single what?
Line law.
Line?
Yeah.
Line
so for
what?
All at all retailers, if there's multiple cashiers, there's only one master line.
Oh, right. Yeah,
that's
no,
all.
That's very smart.
Yeah.
Who doesn't do that nowadays?
Sears. I'm joking. I love saying Sears.
Actually, a lot of grocery places.
Here's a drinking
do that.
Game. Every time I say Sears... Get drunk.
Yeah, I guess a lot of grocery places like...
This is our worst episode, right? Unlucky 13.
Like, they do that at Shoppers. A lot of Shoppers now do the single line, and then what next available cashier takes that next person. But a lot of grocery stores don't do that. I don't think I've ever seen a grocery store that, like, takes...
Yeah, so let's...
Because that is the worst place, too. Because you have people who are like, I've got 30 coupons, I've got 200 items. You know what is also awful? Walmart. Never shop at Walmart. Because their lineups are insane.
I've never had any lineup problems there, but I haven't been there that much.
Especially the one at Dufferin Mall. Holy cow! People are... They're like people with 5 carts, like just pushing each one individually. Because they want to get on all those deals.
Wait, they're pushing
like,
each cart individually?
Yeah.
I understand. So they're like...
They don't have, like, people pushing the carts. They have 5 carts, and they're pushing each one.
Separately?
Yeah.
So only one is moving at once?
No. They have one person who's controlling 5 carts. I just made that up.
Why is that bad? Okay, so...
Because they have so many items.
Okay, so they have too many items.
Right.
Which means when they check out, it's going to take too much time.
It's going to take like an hour for them to like...
So lay off the like cart individuality pushing story.
Oh, I see. You're one of these multiple cart users, are you?
No. Yeah, so you're good with those. So we... If we ever join a society, we're going to both be happy with these...
It'll be quieter and there'll be less wait time.
No, we'd both be into both these rules.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would be very plus that.
Interesting. Han, would you rather have sex with Betty White for 35 minutes?
Wait.
I'm talking about penetration.
Betty White at her current age?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Or be blind for 36 hours.
Blind for 36 hours. Thank you.
Okay. Done.
Are you kidding me? It's temporary, right? I don't have to, like...
No, you could plan it. You could take a day off
do
work.
Do I know when it happens?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Just...
You could, yeah. You totally control it. Like, you're like, I'm going to do it from Thursday night to Saturday morning.
Can I do it when I'm 86?
No.
Okay.
It has to be... Both have to happen, like, this weekend.
What, this weekend? Long weekend? If that's a stipulation, then... Oh, my God. Well, having sex with Betty White is pretty much like being blind for 36 hours, so...
Okay, you are so
How many hours...
You are so ageist, okay?
How many hours do I have to be making
out? She could be a great lay, and you're just ageising her.
How many hours... Well, okay, read the first one again.
Have sex with Betty White for 35 minutes.
Oh, 35 minutes. If it's this
What did you think I said? Have sex with Betty White with 35 men?
35 minutes? Okay, well, here's the thing. If you're saying it has to be this weekend, then I would choose Betty White. But if you're saying any time I can be blind, then I would be blind.
Okay, well, I guess it's really any time. Just not when you're already blind is...
Okay, then I would choose the blind one anyway.
Okay.
It would be fun.
But would it be on a weekend,
like,
or would you take
I would take 2 days off, okay. Or it would be a weekend or something. I guess I would take two days off.
But
it's easier.
Would you have... And you'd have to have someone take care of you or something,
I'd have
right?
to have someone take care of me, yeah.
And would you tell them, you're doing this because I didn't want to have sex with Betty White?
Yeah, I don't care. People okay. can know it. I'll blog it. I'm going to tweet that.
You better hope Betty White doesn't listen to this.
I don't even know... No... Why would I want to have sex with... No. No, thank you.
Okay, let's...
David, would you rather have any food you want...
Notice how mine are always bad and you're always good.
I know. Whenever you want, but only for eating, for the rest of your life...
only for eating, not for sex play?
No, you can't have food and, like, say, I want 1,000 Big Macs and I'm going to sell them, kind of thing. I don't know. This is what I thought.
I can't be McDonald's. Go on.
You can't. Yeah. Or not have to eat anything to live for the rest of your life. Both of these are for the rest of your life. But be painfully flatulent 8 hours a day.
Okay. I already am painfully flatulent 8 hours a day. So whatever the first one was, I'll take.
You can have whatever you want, whenever you want, but you can only eat it.
Wait, no. Was there three options?
There's only the two.
I thought there was one that said, I don't have to ever eat. Oh,
yeah,
that's the second one.
Yeah, the flatulent one. You don't have to eat, but you're still flatulent 8 hours a day.
Why am I flatulent if I don't have to eat? Where's the gas coming from?
I don't care.
That's biologically impossible.
It's biologically impossible that you don't have to eat.
No, but... you should have said it's biologically possible to have sex with Betty White, but you didn't. That would have been a good joke. Okay, what's the first case? Explain the first one. Okay.
Okay, would you rather have any food you want anytime you want?
Okay, which I already have that, okay?
Okay, whatever you want, but only for eating. Okay. It's free. It's just given to you. So whenever you feel like you want to eat something... You're given
so
the food.
Food is free.
Or you don't have to eat. You can spend that. You don't feel hungry. You don't feel the urge to have to eat.
Well, it's not that I have to.
You never feel hungry. It never.
And I don't have
you.
To eat. Like, yeah. Am I one of those people who live off sunlight?
You don't. Nothing. You live off your own. Who knows?
Gas.
You're like an earther. You feel you. The fact that you're on the earth gives you energy.
How painful is a flatulence?
It's
Could it be at night when I'm sleeping? You have to pick when?
You can't choose when. It just happens like natural flatulence.
But is it so it's,
but it's 8 hours worth.
Okay, but so 16 hours a day, there's no flatulence.
16 hours
like consecutive
a day, no
hours.
No, it's intermittent. It's like normal flatulence. You can't control it. It's
I
random
really
here
have
and
that
there.
Already, to be honest.
It's painful.
When I held it in, like I'm doing now, yeah.
Well, no, but when you actually let it out, it's painful, too.
Okay, I'd rather have sex with Betty White.
Oh, boy. Full penetration.
Okay, here's the thing. Here's what I like about the second one. I wouldn't be fat, right?
No, of course
I would
not.
Choose my weight, basically, by how much I eat. It'd be very easy to be the shape you... Or the fatness you or thinness you want.
What are you talking about? Which one?
For the second one.
Yeah. You don't have to be fat at all.
But you know what? Sometimes you eat because you're depressed. So even though
Why
I don't have to
eating?
Eat, I still would, you know, sometimes you would.
Why would you eat if you don't feel the urge to eat?
As I said, it's a kind of like a habit. Like, you're not necessarily eating because you're hungry when you eat because you're depressed. Or to stay awake while you're driving. I'm going to be the first one.
Which one are you picking?
Free food for life.
Wow. Okay. Nice.
I'm really going for both because I have the flatulence already and then I'll just have free food.
Okay. There you go.
Because would it add to my current flatulence? Would it be 16 hours a day? Anyways.
All right.
Now, it's painful but not stinky, right?
No, it's still stinky.
Well, it doesn't matter. I chose the other one anyways. 50 minutes.
Do you have any
is that all your segments?
Yeah, it's all of my.
How to impress Dracula.
Please.
This is a simple one. For him by Dracula.com. Dracula.com.
Wait, what's the thing that impresses him?
I got you Dracula.com. You can put a website up if you want.
What's on Dracula.com?
Nothing.
Now?
You're going to buy the domain. It's probably owned by someone. It might cost a pretty penny. Obtain the rights to Dracula.com.
So you have to explain to Dracula what the internet is.
He knows what internet is.
Count Dracula?
Okay. And celebrity quote. Now today's celebrity quote is a theme. Okay? So it's lesbians.
Yes.
And here is the quote. And this is, please do not take this out of context. I'm a lesbian, an Aquarian, and a vegetarian.
Triple whammy.
Was that Anne Heche, Katie Lang, or Ellen DeGeneres? I'm a lesbian, an Aquarian, and a vegetarian. Is this a rhyme, I guess? Anne Heche, Katie Lang, or Ellen DeGeneres?
I don't think Ellen DeGeneres is vegetarian.
Is a lesbian.
Is a vegetarian.
Why? Have you had dinner with her?
I'm very... I'm going to say...
Hold on. Or D, Betty White.
I'm pretty sure Katie Lang...
If it ends in Aryan, she is.
Katie Lang might be vegetarian because she grew up in Calgary, or at least
in the beef capital of Canada.
Beef area, but she also been to a slaughterhouse. She's also been to a slaughterhouse, and she knows like
what her career.
She hates, you know. She totally despises. She can't eat meat because of like what she's seen, what goes on, like how
you know this.
I know this, so I'm gonna say Katie Lang.
It was Ellen.
Fuck me! What's with those? It was Ellen.
Yep.
Ellen is vegetarian.
I don't know. She said that.
You'd think she'd... Okay, well, how about that?
And at 52 minutes, it's time for a little dangerous wager.
Oh, I love it.
Okay. So remember, you get $1 million
yes.
from me.
Yep.
If you can answer the following question.
Go ahead.
What was the total assets... in the first quarter of 2011 for Sears?
Assets.
Yep.
Sears.
First quarter 2011.
So Sears is Canadian but also American company. They probably have around 100 stores.
No.
They probably have more than that because they would probably have 2 stores.
I'm going to give you...
2.5 stores. Each store... So 2.5 stores in each of the states, plus quite a few in all the provinces. Let's say 5 stores times 50. 5 times 50 is 250. And each store is probably worth $1 million. And let's say 250 million. How close do I have to be to the number?
Oh, God!
How close
I was going to say within
1%. 1%. 250 million, but each store is worth $1 million. with a lot of inventory. 500 million. 521 million. No, I don't think they're worth $1 billion though. Sears worth $1 billion? I don't think so. They're a retail store, and retail is, you know, they have a lot of competition nowadays.
What about Sears catalog?
$768 million.
No, the answer is $26.05 billion.
Wow, they have actually have a lot.
Because when you were on the 250 thing, I was freaking out. You're going like 250 million. You were just, everything was 250 something. So
it's 2.5 billion.
26 billion.
26 billion.
I was getting a little worried. You seem to be somehow in the two, whatever. That was the closest, scariest, dangerous wager ever.
So they probably have more like 10 stores instead of the two stores that I thought of.
Now, here's almost like, this is a semi-dangerous wager where if you get this, I'll give you 25 cents. Can you recall what the last dangerous wager was? You have 10 seconds.
It was the population of Indonesia.
No, 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 no.
It was Sears' value.
No, no, no. First of all, it was Singapore, not... Oh, no. Yeah, population density. It was named 6 of the 12 areas that King Kong 2005 movie was shot in. In New Zealand area.
Okay, well, screw that. Take a nickel.
Okay, 56 minutes. We're pretty much done. I have various other things that we'll have to save for next podcast.
Do you have one thing you want to say now? I don't have a parting thought, really.
Damn, I had it. Well, Time to Hate's going to have to wait for next time.
Oh, come
I can't
on.
Do that. And
I love Time to Hate. No. Just say it.
No, I can't. This one is particularly, I have to wait.
Oh, fuck.
So, you'll be listening next week.
Sorry, Ryan.
It's funny, last podcast we had something called Dave's Creative General Idea, which was my Pi Days.
Oh, that's right. We had a bunch of new ones. What was Pi Days again?
The thing you mentioned to me yesterday.
Did you say it last week?
My Pi Days. I was describing it last time. Do you have a parting thought? No.
My Pi Days. Yep.
You do have a parting thought?
I just said it.
It was a yawn.
I thought I said it.
What? What is it?
Yes.
Yes is your parting thought.
My parting thought...
Are you having a stroke?
No, I'm a little inebriated. My parting thought is like...
Silence?
Dude, we only have so much time on the Earth.
And
you better
podcast.
Make the most of it. It's easy to forget
it. You're saying that?
Yeah.
Wow. The irony.
Okay, what do you want to say? What's your
nothing,
parting thought?
Nothing. I don't have... No, I have not, I wasn't itching to say my parting thought. Which is, do not be afraid to show weakness. Everybody's always afraid of showing weakness. They kind of lie, and they are a little deceptive, and because they're just scared to show weakness, but it's not that scary.
I've never seen you show weakness. Do you have any weaknesses? What's your biggest weakness?
I'm all weaknesses. Okay, I can't speak. That's one thing. I have trouble. Like, I think I have brain damage. I really have trouble speaking. I can't type worth shit. Everything I type has 88 mistakes in it. So I'm retarded. I can't talk or type. How's that for a good start for weaknesses? Okay. I have no emotion. Like, no, that's not true. That's an exaggeration. You know, I'm autistic. I can't deal properly with social situations. Although, I generally do, right? I just have my faux pas and flaws and... There's not enough time, anyways, to continue on my list of weaknesses.
Okay.
I already mentioned the 8 hours of flatulence.
I've never noticed that, but that's an interesting fact.
It's a lot of self-management.
I think a lot of people have a fair amount of flatulence, and they're just...
Yeah, everyone. I think everyone does. Like, I don't think there's no non-farty people.
But
I guess the queen? The queen doesn't fart, right?
Maybe they only have, like, an hour total per day? I don't know how it works.
Of actual constant... gas, like expellation. The queen doesn't fart, right?
That's I don't know.
I think that's been proven in either in a court of law or in a lab. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Woo!